Thank you and welcome back. Let's talk about the outside markets now, or the macroeconomic picture. Mike Zuzulo, president of Global Commodity Analytics, from a panel discussion at the Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City.
When we talk about macro, we could be talking about anything other than supply-demand fundamentals for the individual commodities. That's how I define macro. And so my first macro idea that I had in 2025 was after President Trump won the election. You could see through both his writings, his interviews, the books by his former trade representative, and another book by another author that is in his administration, that they were putting together a trade policy that was an economic policy that was a foreign policy. And it took a while for the markets to understand that that was what the goal was it was going to be tariffs instead of bullets, essentially, when it came to how we did our foreign policy. We understand that now heading into 2026. The key for me in 2026 as an analyst with my clients is what's next with China specifically, because we've run this race before in the 1980s. I was a high school senior in 1985, the year that Back to the Future came out. That's going to be the title of my 2026 winter seminars. And so it's going to be exciting because I'm going to give Back to the Future memorabilia away to people. And it's going to bring back all the glory days of the portajammers. The portajammers, or boomboxes. 1987, Ronald Reagan put a 100% tariff on Japan because they were over-exporting on a weak currency. And you saw members of Congress breaking portajammers, or as nowadays the young people call them, boomboxes. They say the boomboxes got to go, and they were breaking them with axe handles up on Capitol Hill, and you can find pictures of it. I was sad because I loved Panasonic boomboxes and portajammers, and I still do. But that's an aside. So my point is we've seen this play out before. Japan backed down in 1987 after that big tariff on their electronic components, and we also threw some steel tariffs on them. I don't think China's going to back down. I think China's ready, much more ready than Japan at this point. I think we're underestimating the idea that China needs the U.S. more. I don't think the United States understands at this point that China, and this is Euromonitor numbers, not mine, Euromonitor is saying that China will export $4 trillion of goods this year, a new record. So this is what we're dealing with in the United States, and I think this is what we got to get our arms around and our heads around in the ag space. And like Jim was talking about, the soybean rally is something that you can pull out and look at and dissect. But I think generally speaking, the market right now is looking at it as at a China situation that they think is going to work out okay, especially in the soy complex. I'm dubious of that. I'm worried that the dollar is going to become something that gets bought again in 2026 as a safe haven. That's something that would probably hurt our exports. And most importantly, I think, is when I look at 2026, the crude oil market and the wheat market have been running very closely together with one another, almost 100% relationship on a five-week basis up until this past couple weeks in lead month soft red wheat and lead month WTI crude oil markets. Those are the two markets that I'm really honing in on to help me with my corn and bean analysis, because those are the two markets that it seems to me the big commodity funds have decided are over capacity, oversupplied. And crude oil, the Department of Energy just came out with a brand new outlook about 2 weeks ago. They're sub $50 a barrel for New York crude oil, and we're trading around 60 right now. The biggest hit, they think, is going to come in the first quarter of 2026. So when we get crude oil and wheat straightened out to where they can find support and the overcapacity, oversupply mindset is no longer with us, I think that's when we have a lot better look at demand-led rallies. And this is something maybe we need to talk more in depth about because I'm throwing a lot of stuff out. Demand-led rallies as opposed to weather supply-led rallies, which I think we're still under right now. Thank you.
Mike Zuzulo, president and founder of Global Commodity Analytics. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.